thank him for what already's been said, and turn over to the 18th chapter of the book of 1 Kings. I thank the Lord tonight. When we don't know which way to go, and we're wondering, Lord, am I on the right path to the way you'd have me to go? I'm thankful that the Lord sends by and gives full assurance of these things. And we'll read a little bit here in this. Just got a few thoughts. It's been on our heart this week, but we didn't. Like I say, was just kindly unsure, just to be totally upfront and honest with you tonight, for sure which way to go. And like I say, we were so heavy on the way to church with many different things. But I'm thankful that the Lord's give us full assurance tonight. We'll start reading in the 18th chapter, and I may read quite a bit, but we want to just touch on all of this here. It says, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fled and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all of the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I go from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did then when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, there before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. And I'll stop right there just for a minute. And I want to think about something right there in that there before we move on anymore. I got to thinking just a little bit there about Obadiah and Elijah and their meeting right there that they had. And I thought how the Lord had spoke. The Lord had already had Elijah over there by the brook, and he had already sent him down there to that little widow woman down there in Zarephath. And Elijah had already seen that child of hers raised after it had died. And then the Lord told him, he said, I want you to go down there and show yourself to Ahab. He had a message on Elijah's heart, and he sent him that way. And as he sent him that way, the first one that had to face Elijah was Obadiah. And that was a man that the Bible said feared God greatly. And to think about that, as he was the governor in that day, and think of the position there that he held, and you think just a minute on that, he knew what Ahab was capable of. He knew what Jezebel was capable of. And in all these things, as he faced Elijah there at that moment, I got to thinking about just a couple of things there with him. And how that at that moment when he come to him there, he looked on him and he knew who Elijah was. And he knew he was a man of God. And he knew the power that was upon his life. And as he heard the word of God come from Elijah's mouth early, God had sent that man to show himself to Ahab. And yet he let him encounter Obadiah before he ever got there. Because I believe in Obadiah's life, there had to be something else take place there with him. I got to thinking as he come upon him there, a man that feared God. Mind that if you think about this, a man that feared God, Daniel. How many of us comes to church and we sit in the house of God and we fear God and we've done things in God's name? Obadiah, Savannah had done some things there. He had the prophets of God. He had fed them and he had watered them and he had done these things. And he had done all of that in the name of the Lord. But let it come a time where when God wanted a little more out of him. God wanted him to do something else there. And he got scared to death, Father Freeman. How many times we sit right here in this house? And yes, we've done things in the name of the Lord. Yes, the Lord has used our lives to help others and to strengthen others. But there comes a time when God wants us to do just a little more. God laid something upon Obadiah right there that day through the words of Elijah. And Obadiah had to truly trust it. And in other things, he was able to do them kind of in secret. Yes, they was the work of the Lord. Yes, they was things that were done. But this here was going to have to be something he had to be pretty bold in. He had to trust the man of God, Trevor, when he told him something. He had to trust the word of God when it came through the man of God. And he had to take that and he had to apply it to his life, Steve. And he had to go with it, even though it was a fearful thing to have to do. He knew that there had been times when Ahab would get word that Elijah was somewhere and he'd send out to find him and he wasn't there. And then he would put an oath against that place that was there and he realized this could cost him his life if it wasn't for real. He had to be some faith in his life. When the man of God told him, he said, I want you to go down there and tell Obadiah. Or tell Ahab that I'm coming. How many times maybe has God laid a burden on your heart, Julian, on somebody's heart in this church? Then I want you to go tell that lost person. I want you to call them up. I want you to go visit with them. I want you to tell them that God showed up in your life. Thought about something. I called Darrell this week after heard that Gene got saved. Heard that man got saved. Called Darrell this week. It's just coming to me as I was preaching here. But I just thought about something. Darrell was talking about how he had a burden for this man. How they'd stood for hours and talked some days. Hey, he just had to be honest with him that he needed the Lord. How many times we're so scared just to tell somebody they need the Lord? Oh, we'll do things, Tommy, a lot of times when it's something that can kind of stay hidden in our life and it don't really take as much effort as other things does. But sometimes God says, I want you to go talk to somebody. Somebody will lay a burden on your heart and say, I just want you to tell them I love them. I just want you to tell them they need me and I'm coming their way. Man. His wife was a wicked woman.
He'd done things that other men that was in his position, he'd done worse things than they'd ever done. And worse than men that would ever come after him. But it wasn't just for Ahab that God was sending his men down there. God was proving himself unto a people. But yet it took Obadiah minding the word of God for that word to not only get carried into Ahab's life, but to get carried into the children of Israel's life. Obadiah. Let me just read that next verse. After even the fear that was upon his life, he trusted the man of God and he trusted the word of God. In the 16th verse, he said, "So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him." Don't be scared to tell him. Don't be scared to tell him, Conley. When God sends you great, don't tell him. Do it in love. Care about him. Go to him. Let them know that God is there. And just if that burden is laid upon you and that heaviness is laid upon you, David, go tell them. Because God's not sending you in vain. No. Obadiah went and told him. How many times does God, Dana, just want us to go tell him? Just tell him, man of God, it's heading your way. And the word of God's heading your way. This was a great moment that was getting ready to come over here in these people's lives. It was a moment of opportunity, Daniel. Today it was a time for them to hear something from God Almighty. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they've been sent? Elijah was a man of God. He was a man with a calling upon his life to carry the gospel and prophesy unto the people. And God sent him. You say, well, that every one of them people over there deserved hell. That's just a wicked generation of people. They wasn't no more wicked than the day we live in right now. We live in a day that ain't no different than what there's in over there in Samaria. There's a suffering famine because of their unwillingness to serve God. They was going through some things that they shouldn't even have had to went through because they turned their backs on God and because they followed their own way. Where do you think we stand today, church? We stand today in our Lord Griffin, where this world has turned its back on God, on the statutes and everything that God's got laid out, and we're suffering in our land for it. We're witnesses. Don't you know that Obadiah, even as he was trying to do things for God, he watched his family suffer. He watched his people suffer. He was out trying to search for some greenery, but for even a way, have just where they could keep their beasts alive.
Amen, God.
And the people was suffering in that day. And all that old wicked king was cared about was his mules and his beasts. That was his biggest concern. Himself and his livestock. He didn't want them to die. You didn't see him out searching for nothing to keep the people from dying, did you?
No, no.
That's the kind of leadership we've got today.
Oh, yes.
They're out worried about themselves. They ain't worried about the people. And I ain't preaching politics. I'm just preaching the truth.
Blessing God.
But that's the kind of day and hour we live in. But praise God Almighty, I'm thankful for some Obadiahs and Elijahs.
Oh, yeah.
See, Elijah, even though he's been Obadiah, he's still, you listen to him on over, he still thinks he's the only one. We need not to get into thinking we're the only one. So far, we've been hearing about people getting saved, Pinnacle View, hey, Old Wall Creek, Bethesda, and right here in our very church. I'm going to tell you what, we ain't the only ones still serving God. Hey, there's still some people out there that's working for the Lord. The Lord let Elijah know he had 7,000 that still hadn't bowed a knee.
Get
that day. He sent Elijah down that way for a purpose.
Yeah.
The place that he was at. And I'm going to tell you what. Bobby Griffin, he sent the word of the Lord to Community Chapel tonight for a purpose. You're trying to put yourself up there with Elijah. I'm going to tell you what, Elijah was a man with just like passions. He was just a man just like me and you is.
Yeah.
But you know what? When he put his trust in God, it paid off. When he didn't, it didn't pay off. He suffered for it.
The same as me and you. When we put our trust in God, it'll pay off.
And when we take our trust out of God, we get to looking at man's threats and what man wants to come against us with, we'll suffer for it.
Yeah.
But the Lord will let us know. You better listen to that still small voice. Just a little side note on what Mark said right there. Here's a man of God was speaking to Obadiah, telling him, you trust me and listen. The God of heaven is going to let me stand before Ahab. And in just a little while, he was doubting.
Yeah.
That's just how human we ever were.
That's exactly right.
Just how human. Here he was trying to get Obadiah to listen to that small voice, and then here in just a little while, he wasn't listening.
Yeah. Blessing God.
That's where we ought to stand.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm here tonight to encourage us.
Yes, sir.
You get to thinking about that here just in a little bit. Elijah goes over there and he stands before the 450 prophets over there. And he looks at these people. Let me just read it. Because I don't want in one way to miss one thing that's in this. He goes and it says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Now ain't that the first thing people think? I'm just going to take my time. Ain't that the first thing people think? And say, here comes that old preacher. Here comes that old preacher, Melissa. That's the one right there that's causing all the trouble, Steve. That's the one that's stirring up everything. That's the one that's brought the trouble on my life. But telling the truth of the gospel, telling what God said, and every time he comes around, he tells me what I'm doing wrong. That's the one troubling my life right there. And it happens whether you were a preacher or whether you ain't. You go to try to witness to somebody and they want to blame you for their troubles.
Every time.
Don't come to me a judging. Don't come to me a telling. Don't come to me with your Bible. You're the one that's causing all the trouble. God wasn't sending Elijah down there to cause trouble. He was sending him down there to save some people. God ain't still got his church established here, ain't it? To cause trouble. It's established here because God's long suffering. And he's got some people in this world. The Bible said he wasn't willing that any should perish.
Nope.
You can say or think what you want to, but I believe the big old prophets of Baal hadn't had themselves so consumed in serving their gods and hadn't turned their minds over to be reprobates and believe in that lie, I believe they could have turned their hearts. But they've done went so far, they've done turned their hearts and minds against God. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450. And the prophets of the groves, 400. And which eat at Jezebel's table. And Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel. And gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people.
Oh, yeah.
Now, underline that. So that in your mind where it won't never get unstitched. Who did he come preach to, Isaac Woody? Who did God send his word to through his man? Unto all the people. I'm telling you today, there's a word going out unto all the people.
It's not just going to the prophets of Baal.
It's not just going out unto the churches, but it's going out unto all the people.
Blessing God.
Gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. How many times?
How many times are we going to come down to the house of God? The word of God get preached. God sent his man with a word in front of people. And the word of God gets spread across the congregation. And it finds its place down in the life, just like Elijah done over there in that day. He was posing a question out there, Trevor, and he was asking each one of them. And that was a sitting under the sound of his voice. He said, How long? How long will you halt yourself between two opinions? How long? God sent his word down to there to them people at that moment and at that time, because that was their time of decision. That was their time of choice. The prophets of Baal had just as much opportunity as everyone in Israel did to make a decision in their life. 850. Has a word come by their way? Has a word going out in our nation today? Yeah. And you know what people's doing, Judy? They're standing there and they're saying nothing. Nothing. Hearing the word of God. Standing there saying nothing. Standing there, sitting in their seats, if you'll have it, in the church houses, not a moving, and they're a halting the 22 opinions. Wait to make her decision. It's high time.
Amen, it is.
People get to making their decisions.
Yes. God bless him.
Listen to this. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered, and said, It is well spoken.
They spoke up, didn't they?
Why? Because what's this world wants? For God to prove himself.
Yeah.
Everybody says, God will just prove himself, I'll serve him. If God will show himself, I'll serve him. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. He's already done that.
Yes, he has. Oh, yeah. Amen. Bless
he's
you.
Already done that. I ain't waiting. No. This world ain't got nothing to wait on, Earlene. God's done proved himself. He sent his son, a spotless lamb without blemish, hey, without one sinful thing that ever happened in his life, that offered himself up as a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. God's already proved himself. And when his spirit comes by and knocks on your door, hey, that's all the proof you're going to get right there. And when God comes by and reveals himself through the spirit and through the power of the preached word of God, that's all treasure that'll come your way. There's still people looking for natural fire to fall, and they're looking for all these different things to open their eyes for God to prove Himself. Word of God says, we're saved by grace through faith, not works, lest any man can boast in that. Now, faith, it's impossible to please Him, Steve. Through faith, all things are possible. How does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. God sent His Son, and He gave His life. You might put faith in Him. You're going to have to believe in Him. You're going to have to quit sitting back home between two opinions. I got to think, if you want to read on over Him, yes. The prophets of Baal, they laid their sacrifice out there. They prayed all day long. Dana, and I'm going to tell you what, Elijah went to mock. Maybe he's gone on a journey. Maybe he's asleep. Where's your God at? I'm going to tell you what, there's some people right now that's still trying to find their God. There's still people today, call me, that's still trying to find their God. They can't find happiness in this world. They've tried every drug. They've tried every kind of thing, every relationship, everything in the flesh that they can try to find, Greg. And I'm going to tell you what, they can't find their God. He won't answer. He won't give them that everlasting peace. The fire of God won't fall on that. I'm going to tell you what, you're calling on the wrong God. You're calling on the God of this world. He can't answer by fire.
Bless your God.
And they cried. They jumped. They stomped Linda. Trying their best to get an answer. Wasn't nothing there to hear them. Wasn't nothing there. And the Bible says, by what their manner is, in other words, that's what their behavior is, you know what they started doing? Cutting themselves. Bible says that the blood started gushing out. They started. That's how much they believed in what they was asserting.
Blessing God.
They're putting their trust right in the things that couldn't answer. Our people today, Audrey's putting their trust in things that can't answer. Why? Because that's what their behavior is. That's what their manner is. They want to believe everything besides the truth. Because in the end, when they believe the truth, they've got to do something that's been on my heart all day today. Submission. Putting their trust, putting their hope, putting everything in the hands of another. Elijah didn't go up there and strike a match. He didn't even go up there and pour gas all over it. He didn't pour anything to ignite that fire on it, Mary. And I'll say this while I'm on it. Maybe I've hit this a lot lately, but I'll hit it as much as God tells me to. We got a lot of churches today trying to pour gas on the congregation to get them lit.
Yeah.
They're trying to ignite something in the church that God ain't in. You don't want to get our churches back on fire? Faith in the living God.
Amen. God bless him.
You know what bring them far from heaven? A burden in the churches again for our lost people.
That same trust that Obadiah had,
that same trust and that same faith that Elijah had to follow God when he said go.
The same thing that's going to get the fire to fall in front of our people today.
How long will we halt between two opinions?
God bless.
Ain't you ready for it to get proved?
Oh, yeah.
what's on your heart? Listen.
Yes.
Answer.
How'd you find God? You stepped out of there, didn't you?
Yeah.
How'd you find God? You stepped out of there, didn't you? How'd you find God, Daddy? You stepped out of there.
Yeah. You quit halting. Yeah. And got to moving.
Keep halting and we keep waiting around. Just like your prophets of Baal, thinking that's going to prove something to the man of God. That's going to prove, Daniel, that their God was just as strong as his. That's going to prove that their God was just as capable as his. What's our people trying to do today? I'll prove to that preacher I can live just as good outside the church as I can in it. I'll prove to that church down there that I don't need their old God to have some fun in this life. I don't need their God. And you know what they're doing? They're stomping and hollering on their altars as their behavior is. It's just an old sinful nature, man. You want to know why they're chasing the things of this world? Linda, because that's what their behavior is. You want to know what I wanted to do in my flesh? I wanted to chase the world. You wanted to know what I wanted to do? So, man, I wanted to prove to them people that I had something just as good as they did.
God bless you.
I could scream, I could holler, and I could cut myself till the blood gushed out. And you want to know something? I wasn't going to hear from old God of this world.
They cried. And the people watched.
Wanting to hear, see some proof. I'm going to tell you what, they some seeing some proof right now in some lives, what God to do around the houses of God. They some seeing some proof right now of what God is to do.
It's not the God of this world that's doing anything.
They cried. They jumped and they hollered. And they cut themselves. And they couldn't hear a thing.
The world today is chasing everything they is and they're still not hearing a word.
But Elijah, he went over there three times, Jay. He said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to pour water on the wood and on the sacrifice. And I want you to fill the trenches up with water. When God proves himself, he proves himself. When God sent his son, he came down here in flesh just like me and you walking in. And he overcomes sin. Made it look like something that was impossible. He took and overcome Satan in the flesh with the Word of God and with the willingness to serve his Father. Then they took and they nailed him to a cross. Can't you just imagine every time that they brought a barrel or however they had a hole in their water after hurling? They went to pour it over that sacrifice, see? Can't you just imagine the prophets of Baal going to look at them crazy things over there? Can't you just imagine? About the first time they poured the water out, there ain't no way. But that right there won't burn. Well, them people was accustomed to burning wood. They know it. You don't burn wet wood. Especially just freshly pouring water on it. And then Elijah says, go wet her down again. That's the way they felt when they seen him nailed on that cross. Boy, it can't be possible now. There ain't no way now. Look at him hanging up there like every other man. Look at him. He's hanging up there on that cross and hanging him like them other two thieves hanging on either side of him. He's right there in the same place they are. Ain't no way he'll ever come out of that. But then they put him in a tomb over there. Just like when Elijah said, he said, go get another round of water and wet her down again. It just kept getting more and more impossible. And the prophets of Baal say, here we have power on our God for half a day. There ain't no way that his God's going to be able to bring down the fire on that altar now. There ain't no way that sacrifice is going to get consumed. There he was in the tomb. They couldn't lay him in there. And for 3 days, there they thought, boy, there ain't no way that the fire's going to come down, Julian. Hey, but just like old Elijah done over there on that day, he called out on the God of heaven and the fire fell. On the third day, over there, that tomb, the stone was rolled away. Beatings like no man had ever seen, hung on a cross, and then laid in the tomb, and resurrected on the third day. There's still a question laid out there before these people, wasn't there? It got on down. Let me find here, get to where I'd got to. Said, then the fire, this is the 38th verse there. He said, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. See, there the Lord removed all doubt. He removed any kind of possibility of anything that could hinder what God was going to do right there. He removed it all. And then he says, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal and let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Let me tell you what God does. When He says something, He fulfills. He said, Elijah, go down there and show yourself to Ahab. And he proved himself in Obadiah's life. Because he told Obadiah. He said, you trust the word of God. And he said, you go tell Ahab I'm coming. And I'll show myself. And what did God do? He showed himself through the faith and the obedience of the man of God. You get your people under the word of God, and I promise you, God will prove himself.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
You know what I said the night I got saved? Something that's impossible.
Yes, sir.
Took place right before my eyes.
God bless him.
The fire of God fell in my life, and I saw it.
I will.
What's going to make for our people to change their ways? They're going to have to see it.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Why did them prophets of Baal have to die?
They'd already went too far.
They'd already denied God. They'd already tried their best to sacrifice unto their God. What does God tell us? Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
They'd already tried to sacrifice to that God above God. When they had an opportunity to change their hearts, they wasn't willing. They was going to prove that their God was just as good. You want to push God to the limit, you keep trying to prove that your God is just as good as Him. You try to put every other God before Him. He took them prophets of Baal down there to Brook Kishon and slew them.
And you'll die by the hand of God. But when you see it, you know what you better say? The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God.
What have we got to witness coming up out of these altars here right now?
Yes, Lord.
Some people have come up and said, He's saved me. You know what you say when you say that? The Lord, He is the God.
Oh, yes.
You deny all these other gods. You deny your flesh. You deny yourself. When you come up out of an altar with a confession of salvation in your life, a rebirth, being born again, of a newness of life. How's he preached to us Sunday night about a living sacrifice? Holy and acceptable unto God. That old man's got to die out of here.
Yes.
That new man gets resurrected unto a newness of life. I still remember that night when I got saved.
Oh, yes.
God proved Himself in my life that night. Holy fruit. Up to that point, I was halting between two opinions, David. As part of me wanted to hang on to the world, there's another part in the faith that God gave me through the hearing of the Word of God.
Trust God, bless you,
Greg. Everybody standing under the sound of Elijah's voice heard him say that his God would consume that sacrifice. And through faith, if you'll step out and come to an altar, you'll see that sacrifice get consumed in your life. You'll see the salvation that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's still just as good today as it's always been. We don't have to change our churches. We don't have to change our ways of worship. I'm going to tell you what, where you're going to fall and where you're going to get in trouble. It's when you start trying to change the ways that God has established as His ways. Humility. I preached on it just a few weeks ago on Wednesday night. I think it was over there out of 1 Peter 5th chapter. Clothed in humility. We've got to submit ourselves unto that. We've got to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, or under the mighty hand of God. You know why Elijah seen the fire fall? It's that he humbled himself under the mighty hand of God. We can halt, and we can halt. But it's time to get rid of our opinions. And it's time to believe who the God of heaven really is. It's time to trust the God of heaven. And it's time to see the fire fall in our life. Ain't not a thing in this world will fill that void.
No.
Pride, works, friendships. You've got to see Jesus for what He is.
Amen.
You've got to believe in Him for yourself, not another.
No. Person.
God proved Himself fire that day before those people. And I'm going to tell you what He does every time He stands His man of God behind the pulpit. Oh, He's proven it today. First message I ever preached after I announced my calling up at Bethesda one Sunday night. It was on the children of Korah. How they got themselves lifted up. Told Moses they didn't need Him. They got prideful in their life. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord opened up the ground and swallowed them people. You talk about bringing fear down on this
table.
He is, brother, friend. This world is opening up and it's a swallowing our people.
Yes, sir.
They're smothering to death in their own sins and their own pride. Unwillingness to face the inevitable. That God's God and we're not. had the same problem forever since the beginning. He wanted to be equal with God, Bobby. What enticed Eve? What made Adam want to partake of a forbidden something? Because the devil said, you can be as God, knowing good and evil. What tempts, especially these youngins as they're getting up, they're coming into of ages where they're out on their own a little bit. What tempts them? They know good, they know bad. There's something inside of them says, I've heard about this and I'd just like to know what it's like. The old devil wanting them to take a bite of something that's going to kill them. You know what we're here for, church? To warn them.
Amen.
To tell them.
Those of us that may have been through a few of them things,
we're here to warn them and to tell them. Let them see a fire that fails
them. Yes, amen.
Get like Elijah did just right after this, and then get spooked by old Jezebel. But I promise you, you're going to go and you're going to get your life where it needs to be, and the first thing the devil's going to do, he's going to come after you.
Oh, yes.
He's going to try his best to shut your mouth and scare you and send you running for the hills. Preacher, I'm this and I'm that. You won't ever see me do this. You better be careful.
Oh, yes.
Tells us in place over there, he said, if you overtake a brother in a fault, ye which are spiritual, try to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Why?
Yes.
Why? Because he says, consider in thyself that thou might also be tempted.
Yes. Amen.
We're real quick to catch somebody in the wrong.
Oh, yes.
And say, I never.
Yes, sir.
We better be careful. Showed him all them things up there.
Fire,
the earthquakes, all them things. It ain't in all the noise. It ain't in all the noise.
He wanted Elijah to get back to the place, calmly, where he listened to God. Listen to that. It speaks down on the inside, Elijah. Don't listen to all the noise that's going on the outside. You listen to that spirit.
I won't tell the church this. I won't tell Christians this. You listen to that spirit that led you to the altar. Yeah. You listen to that spirit that said, go down to Samaria, Elijah. That's what he's trying to do. He was wanting to listen to that spirit that said, go down there and tell Obadiah. He was wanting Elijah. You get back to where you're listening to me, Elijah, and you ain't hearing all the noise. I'm telling you what, we live in a day. I didn't even know this was going on this way. We live in a day today that's about as noisy of a time as I've ever lived in.
Yeah.
These people are trying to run the church down everywhere you go. These people that are trying to beat the church up. These people that are trying to destroy the church. People I've never thought it was a doing for such a thing. But I'm going to tell you what, church, don't listen to the noise. Humble yourself and submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. And you listen to that still small voice of God. And you let it guide your steps. Don't you let this world's noises, hey, beat you up and tire you down and shut your mouth. You keep standing up in the boldness and the power of God that you failed on the day when you've seen the fire fall.
Blessing God.
I think Peter's had to stir up the pure mind by way of remembrance.
Every time the devil comes at you, Hayden, you take him back to that altar where you got saved. Every time, David, that the devil comes at you, take him back to where you got saved. I'll be taking back. Dana, take him back. Julian, take him back. He just needed to get back down there by the brook.
Yes.
He just needed to remember that little woman's son getting raised up out of that bed that day. He needed to get back down there to the time when the fire fell. Yeah. On Mount Carmel. Don't you let on Jezebel get in your ear and scare you to death.
tough man, Steve. Jezebel get you scared too. Can you be careful? You get me scared, Trevor. Jezebel will come at you and throw out a threat and try to take your voice, Isaac Willow.
Yes.
Maybe you just take him back to Pinnacle View. You take him back to the revival Furman Wilson was preaching up there to the night when you got saved. David, you take them back to a revival when a man of God stood and preached in the pyre. That devil goes to whispering in your ear, calling me. Take him back to when the fire fell.
Yes, God bless
him. That still small voice. Just remember, it ain't in all the noise. It's in that one that speaks. Remember what we preached on Sunday about that spirit of adoption? You know that hope that's not seen, hope that's seen is not hope. You remember when you trusted God and the salvation of Jesus Christ came on your life.
God bless.
And don't let the devil destroy your testimony.
That's what the Lord give us tonight. I appreciate the word.